Alright folks, welcome back to another scorching episode of the Frustration Furnace. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something seriously powerful, the secret weapon against stress. Positive self-talk. Ever feel like your inner voice is constantly putting you down? You know that feeling when you trip over air and your first thought isn't, oh, clumsy me, but, I'm so stupid. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the kicker. That negative self-talk can be a major stress trigger. It's like that nagging friend who only shows up when things are going south, whispering doubts and amplifying anxieties. But what if I told you you could flip the script? What if your inner voice became your biggest cheerleader instead of your harshest critic? That's what we're talking about today, harnessing the power of positive self-talk to turn down the heat on stress and level up your life. Now, before you think this is all sunshine and rainbows, let me be clear. This isn't about ignoring your problems or pretending everything is perfect. It's about changing how you talk to yourself about those problems. Think of it like this. Imagine two people facing the same obstacle. One person keeps saying, I can't do this, it's impossible, I'm going to fail. That negativity creates a mental wall, making the challenge seem insurmountable. The other person says, this is tough, but I'm going to figure it out. I can learn from this experience. One step at a time. See the difference? That second person is setting themselves up for success by choosing positive, empowering language. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of positive self-talk. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts as they pop up. It's like catching a pesky fly buzzing around your head. You need to notice it before you can swat it away. Pay attention to your inner dialogue throughout the day. What are the recurring themes? What words or phrases tend to trigger negativity? Once you know what you're dealing with, you can start to challenge those thoughts. 2. Flip the script. When you catch yourself slipping into negative self-talk, consciously replace those thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of, I'm not good enough, try, I'm learning and growing every day. Instead of, this is too hard, say, I can handle this challenge. Remember, it's not about denying your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about reframing your perspective in a more constructive way. 3. Be specific. Vague affirmations like, I am happy, don't always hit the mark. Try to be specific and tailor your affirmations to your goals and challenges. If you're feeling stressed about a presentation, tell yourself, I am prepared and confident in my ability to deliver this presentation. Specificity makes your affirmations more powerful and actionable. 4. Practice makes perfect. Like any skill, positive self-talk takes practice. The more you consciously choose positive thoughts, the easier it becomes. It's like building a new muscle. At first, it feels awkward and unnatural, but with repetition, it becomes second nature. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is crucial. Remember that positive self-talk isn't about being perfect or always feeling happy. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a good friend. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Just gently redirect your thoughts back to a more positive place. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who's got this big job interview coming up. She's naturally anxious about it. What if she freezes? What if she doesn't impress them? Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, Sarah decides to practice some positive self-talk. She tells herself things like, I am prepared and qualified for this role. I have valuable skills and experiences to offer. Even if I don't get this job, it's a learning experience that will help me grow. Now, Sarah still feels nervous, it's natural. But by shifting her inner dialogue, she's reducing the stress and building confidence. She walks into that interview feeling more calm, focused, and ready to shine. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you harness the magic of positive self-talk. Remember, your words have power. Choose them wisely, choose them positively, and watch as you unlock a world of possibilities. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's one positive affirmation you can start using today? Share it in the comments below and let's spread some positivity. And don't forget to subscribe to the Frustration Furnace so you never miss an episode packed with practical tools to help you navigate life's challenges with confidence. Until next time, keep turning that frustration into action.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.